You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Everton, as you would expect, long odds on to beat Carlisle. And their record in the FA Cup in the last few seasons has been pretty decent as well. They've progressed in their last eight FA Cup ties against lower league opposition, scoring 26 goals in the process and conceding just five. And they've reached the fifth round in each of the last six seasons. And they are the best team in the Premier League as well, so they should be winning comfortably.
Don't you start as well.
It had to come, didn't it? Yeah, I've got a sour taste in my mouth about Everton. I thought I was gonna, despite all the kind of arguments about Everton, I thought I was gonna get that nap when Swansea scored. Oh, they really hurt me, so I can't back them here. They've done irreparable damage. That was the word I was looking for. What I'm looking at here is, you know, given that Everton, you know, aren't the greatest team defensively. And, you know, when I was listening...
That's an understatement, isn't it?
Yeah. When I was listening to the commentary, I listened to the commentary on Talk Sport for the Everton game, and it was difficult to listen to for a number of reasons, not least my nap losing. But one of the things that that Stan Cullimore said, which was kind of one of the few things that I agreed with that he said, was that this Everton team, maybe because of the manager and how he almost says, you know, these are young players, let them make their own mistakes, it's fine, don't matter. Stan Cullimore said they believe they're better than they are at the moment. The likes of Stones is going to be a fantastic player, but he thinks he's there already, Stan Cullimore said. And I kind of see what he means in a sense. And I wonder if going to a club like Carlisle, if they have got those delusions of grandeur, or if they do think they're a little bit better than they actually are, because the manager keeps saying that it's the most talented young team in the Premier League and all the rest of it. I wonder if we could get some goals here, for, you know, at least one goal here for Carlisle. And that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at Everton. No, I'm not interested at 2-5. The Everton to win and both teams to score at 9-5 makes some appeal here, because I think Everton could win, but I do think they could concede, because once again, if Stones plays, he'll be messing about with the ball in the area on a bobbly pitch, and, you know, trying to play it through his legs and do like Cruyff turns, get rid of the ball. You know what I mean? Do that first. You know, do that. Earn the right to be able to play like Franz Beckenbauer, and then we'll go, oh yeah, brilliant, you're a fantastic player. You know, do the job first. Make sure that the opposition don't get easy chances to score. There's a few players, you know, who are worth looking at in terms of goals for Carlisle, but Abeira is the one who's their leading scorer in the league at the minute. He's been in good nick recently. He's 9-5 to score any time, but rather than picking a goal scorer, I'll just go for the Everton to win and both to score at 9-5.
That served you on... No, apologies, it didn't serve you well last week.
No, it didn't serve you well at all, but this is at League One Carlisle.
I can see that landing this time. Nine to five, Everton to win the game and both teams to score.
That is the kiss of death
in this match. I was glancing through those manager markets, Derek, because no one seems to be talking about Roberto Martinez being under that much pressure still.
Why would it be? He's going to win the title next year.
He's 20-1 to be the next manager to leave his post. I see no manager to leave has come into 6-1 now, and obviously Van Gaal is still pretty long odds on at 4-11. Martinez is living on borrowed time, in my opinion.
No, I disagree.
You seem to be there for the long haul.
Yeah, I can't see. He's not a sacking chairman anyway, is he, Bill Kenwright? Or,
no. You know,
supposedly. No, I don't think he's in any danger. But yeah, we're no managers to go now is looking the best, isn't it? Was it 14-1 last week we were talking about?
Yeah, we were a couple of weeks ago, I think it was 14-1.
Yeah, you need to hope Van Gaal can come back from Holland in a grumpy mood. The one thing, I thought you would go for that, Derek, and say, yeah, Martinez goes, then Mourinho takes over and then they win the title. I thought that was the master plan.
Yeah.
To get rid of Martinez and get someone in who can manage a defence.
Well, the defence will get there. It will get there. I mean, they've got Jagielka just come back from injury, and they've got John Stones. Now, it's not... You know, come this summer, they may be England's two centre-halves.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so
yep. you know what you think of England.
They've got two fantastic full-backs as well. So, you know, the big improvement is to come, isn't it? Definitely. And it was interesting what Gareth Barry was saying after the defeat by Swansea. He was saying, yeah, you know, we're all a bit down, but we've got the kind of team that can go on a run from now to the end of the season. And maybe top four out of it, but top six and the title next. I'm sure he said the title.
What? Oh, that is so, confidence, isn't it? Where's this run going to come from?
Derek,
they won 3-14 at home.
Do you know when you mentioned about Everton, possibly you're thinking about backing them next year for the... Obviously a big prize for the title, Derek, next year.
Yeah. They'll be favourites, I reckon.
Someone said on Twitter, you're becoming a parody of yourself, Eric.
Jeez, that's unbelievable. It's harsh, isn't it?
I'm parody of myself. That is harsh, isn't it? There's no coming back from that.
Did you see like that? You wouldn't have seen this day, but last night there was a fantastic on the subject of Twitter. There was a tweet from the one and only Kanye West, who tweeted, "This is not the album of the year. This is album of the life." And I retweeted it saying, "Derek McGovern must be writing his tweets. That's like your bets of the season. This is the bet of all time." Brilliant. Love it.
He's great, as Kanye. You know, getting back to this game, you see, in the last round, they played Dagenham also from League Two, although a lot lower than Carlisle, and polished them off easily. They played a few second stringers as well, and they easily won. There was a big gulf in class. Now, there'll obviously be a big gulf in class as well. I mean, Carlisle went back to their own home ground last weekend for the first time since, you know, Storm Desmond left it in underwater. And they couldn't even beat York, who were bottom of the League 2-1 all it was. Everton, if Everton pull out a decent side, I think there'll be a cakewalk for them. And I noticed that their odds against to win by more than one goal, I've got to go for that. I'm just going to trust in Martinez to put out a proper side.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.